What's going on, guys? Just quick sponsor ad real quick. If you guys listened to my last podcast, you guys know that I have a account on Anchor, or not Anchor app. I have an account on FOAP app, username Sunny2323, and I sell photos for just $5, and that helps support my channel. And it's just a picture of landscape and beautiful scenery, and I hope you guys really enjoy it. Make sure you rate it, and yeah, looking forward to the next summit. What's up? It's Crypto Kid back here, and I'm gonna drop you with a little intro in the segment. So, I was looking through, what is it? I believe it was the New York Times. Hold on, make sure it's. It might be the Wall or the New York, Wall Street Journal. Hold on. Okay, so I was looking at an article in the Wall Street Journal, and it came out today on Friday, July 13th, 2018. All right, and the article was written by Laura O'Reilly. Okay. So the title of the article is Blockchain Helps Track Web Ads, right? So basically, in the beginning, it's a really long article. It's like half a page, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. But I'll give you the outline of it. So basically, in the beginning of the article, she talks about how blockchain technology is eroding in industries from logistics to healthcare. Now they're gonna be focusing their attention on online advertising. Okay. Why they are doing this is because they don't want like automated or computer generated bots to be the middleman. You know what I mean? If that makes sense, it You have to do a little bit more research if you want to get more in depth into it. But basically, what companies like AT&T, Nestle, are and many more are going to be adopting blockchain for their advertisement, and they want to make sure that it's going out to the consumers of their product, and not having to overpay. Basically, they're paying too much money and they want to utilize what they have and get the most of what they can pay for the dollar, their dollar, you know, or whatever currency they're using. And basically, before blockchain technology ads, they would get text or I'm sorry, technology taxed, right? So this would come up to like 40% for publisher receives, right? So whoever they're paying for ads, they'll get 40%, and plus they'll have maintenance and whatever they add on to it. So now they're going to be using blockchain to help them. More of a development into the future, basically. They know they could pretty much this company companies like this could see where the future is going, and they have to keep with it, or else they're going to be left behind, like, let's say, Blockbuster. You know what I mean? And also, the article also mentions Google. All right. The senior vice president of ads and like I forget, Kammerch said in March that the company had small teams looking at blockchain, but the core technology is not something super scalable in terms of the sheer numbers of transactions it can run. All right, digital advertising exchange processes millions of ads transactions every second, but can take several minutes for transactions to be recognized in blockchain and hours to payments to be settled. And, you know, that's very true. So that's why innovation is very important for those new startups that have blockchain technology. They're trying to make everything faster, and that's what we want. We want everything to keep up with today's world because things are moving so rapidly. You know, it's phenomenal how fast we can move our database and our information, you know, in a matter of seconds. We could send an email and it'll be there in a second, maybe even less than a second, you know? So that's what we're trying to, that's what the technology is trying to figure out its kinks on, is quality speed. All right, you want quality speed for this. So, oh man, you know what, guys? I ran through the intro and I just had a groove on, you know? That's what happens when you get really into something, you know what I mean? So just lose track of your thought, but it's okay. I enjoyed it. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. And you know what? The next segment, I'm going to give you guys a little bonus. You know, I really hope you guys like this one. And it's pretty informative. What's up, guys? This is part two to my... I'm going to call this the news episode. Basically, just give you a couple of things that I found that have noticeable newsworthy mentions. And my last segment, I talked about blockchain helps track web ads. So in this segment, I'm going to be talking about Ripple and how they're changing up their leadership in a big way. So I found this article on Yahoo Finance, and it was actually published by CCN July 11, 2018. So let's take a look at it. Let's see what they have to say. And I know the CEO of Ripple made an announcement on his Twitter also, if you want to check that out. All right, so basically, Ripple, their game changer, who they added on their team, was a former Facebook employee. All right, and the lady's name, if I can pull it up real quick right here, I'll be able to mention it. It's kind of hard to pronounce. You know, these people have weird names. I mean, not weird, but pronunciation-wise, you know. Sorry. But with that being said, let's keep going. All right. So their newest senior vice president of business and corporate development will be Kenya Van Dyke has been working as a Facebook global director of finance services before. All right, so I don't know why she left. I don't know quite the details about that, but you know, that's a big move. You know, Facebook, they're getting their feet wet a little bit with people that used to work with them. They're broadening out, they're branching out, and they're teaming up with other companies, especially in the blockchain technology. And that is huge. That is really huge. You know, you could definitely see the domino effect taking place here. And so basically what the CEO says is that he is excited about their leadership change
and how they're going to bring professionalism to the team. And that's really good. That's really good. They're trying to keep compliant with the government, which is Ripple is notorious about that. And they're dealing with other issues. And with that being said, I'm going to let you guys go and I'll catch you on the next show. Hey guys, sorry about cutting you off earlier in the last segment. I just had someone pop in and I didn't want it to be a distraction, so I had to let you all go real quick. But I hope you enjoyed the show. I had to give this information out there. As soon as I read the Wall Street Journal, it had to come out. So, and there was other information that I wanted to tell you in future shows, but I forgot to do the intro for the blockchain helps track ads. So I had to combine basically two shows in one. So you guys get the 2-for-1 special today. So you do get that somewhat frequently. You know, if I feel like it's inedible to know. So I hope you guys really enjoyed the show. And please give an applause. Subscribe if you're listening on iPod podcast or Apple podcast, Google podcast, Spotify. Make sure you hit the likes, the ratings. If you're listening on Anchor, feel free to call in, give some applauses, share this on your social media, tell your friends that care, your family that cares, and share it on the communities that you're involved with, like the groups, like your group chats on Telegram, Facebook. You know, really get the word out there, because this is very essential for what we're trying to do and how we're trying to get this technology to grow. So thank you again, and I hope this song gives you a little bit of encouragement and, you know, a little challenge too. Try to do something positive in your life every day. Do some, at least one thing positive that'll help you smile and feel better as a person. So a little bit of self-development there. And yeah, thank you again.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.